Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Yes, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, good to see all of you. Today we're going to talk about a subject we all are well-versed with, okay? And the enemy doesn't want it to be, we talked about, preachers who talk about it, even when they talk about it in the right way, okay? Yeah, they are usually apologetic. They have to give a lot of reasons why they are not what? And basically, it is about prosperity. Amen? It is about what? Yeah, glory be to God. But someone might say, but you talked about that something. Was it this year, by the way, or in December? This year. The other time. Eh? I think I did 5 weeks. Amen? Yeah. But anyway, I was reading my Bible last week. Yes, and I was in 1 Kings. So I landed on a scripture which blessed my heart, and I thought that, yes, we should talk about, about it or something related to it. And that scripture is in 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 51. It says that, so all the work, 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 51, it says that, so all the work that King Solomon had done for the house of the Lord was finished. Remember, he's the one who built the temple, okay? So, all the work that King Solomon had done for the house of the Lord was finished, and Solomon brought in the things which his father David had dedicated, the silver and the gold and the furnishings. He put them in the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Glory be to God. So this was the house of the Lord. Alright? And it had money in it. It was a prosperous house of the Lord. Glory be to God. The treasuries were filled with silver and gold. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be. So anyway, I thought that, God would want us to talk about it. And, anyway, as we shall see. Amen? So we're talking about the glory of prosperity in LAT. The glory of what? Of prosperity in LAT. And you will see that prosperity is a kind of glory. Hallelujah. Okay, financial well-being is a kind of what? Of glory. All right? And God would want his children and you, okay, to also have that glory. All right? But for it to manifest and to continue, okay, being enjoyed, okay, there are two glories that must be paid attention to, because they actually are the ones which produce the glory of prosperity. And that is, number one, the glory of his presence. Amen? The glory of God. Hallelujah. And also, the glory of holiness. Hallelujah. Holiness is a glory. Amen? Holiness is what? It's a glory. Alright? Hallelujah. You know that scripture? Let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Glory be to God. Holiness is beautiful. Amen? Holiness is what? Beautiful, okay? Being glorious, walking in holiness, okay, it is a glory. Glory be to God. Amen. So we're going to talk about the glory of financial prosperity, specifically in LAT. And that means you. Alright? And we shall see that for that to happen and to continue happening, all right, we need to pay closer attention to the glory of God, the glory of His presence, and also the glory of holiness. Because those two are the ones which produce prosperity. All right? And as long as you continue to walk in them, okay, financial well-being will be a given. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory to God. Genesis chapter 31, verse 1. I'm going to show you that prosperity is a kind of glory. Amen? Genesis 31, verse 1, in KJV, it says that, and he, talking about Jacob, heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. Glory be to God. If you read in KJV, it will say, he has gotten all the wealth of our father. Glory be to God. Amen. Usually, the same words for the glory of God and wealth, okay, in Hebrew, it is actually the same word. It is actually what? The same word. That's why KJV used the word glory. Okay, but in the new translations, they want you to understand, okay, that it is not talking about the glory of God. It is talking about possessions, okay, material wealth. Glory be to God. So according to God and according to the Bible, okay, prosperity is a kind of glory, okay? And I'm not talking about you owning, what, 1,000 houses and how many cars, eh? Okay, please understand, I'm talking about being abundantly supplied. When all your needs are met, at whatever level you're at, glory be to God, all right? And you have even more to be a blessing to others. That's what I mean by financial prosperity, all right? I need to apologize that I'm not going to promise you. I'm not going to tell you that God told me to tell you that He's going to give you all Kabaka's land. You understand, eh? And you're going to own an oil well in Bunyoro. You understand? Now you can give yourself those words, all right? And it's okay. You understand? You have your word, but they're not going to come from what? From me. You understand, eh? I'm not going to tell you that your kids are going to go to, is it called James, eh? Any, the most expensive school in the country. You understand, eh? Yeah, you know, eh? Okay, I'm not going to tell you you're going to drive the most expensive car. Now, for some of you, God might give you the most expensive cars, okay, in Uganda. God might take your kids to the most expensive school in the country or even in the world, all right? But for me, God hasn't told me to tell you that, okay? What I know is that God, if, for example, if you have kids, God would want your kids to go to school with school fees paid. Your kids shouldn't remain home because of lack of money. Do you understand? Whichever school they're going to. Do you understand? All right? Hallelujah. It is possible that some Christians might never have their own houses. All right? But God will prosper them. Okay? Notice I said some Christians. Eh? I didn't say that some of you. All right, I'm using my words carefully because I don't want to discard, you know, that you want. Eh? Then you're like, I might be one of those. You understand? Some Christians might never have, in fact, not might, they will never have their own houses. All right? However, God will give them shelter. Do you understand? God will give them where to stay, and He will make sure that, for example, if they are renting, all right, the rents are paid. That is prosperity. That is what? That is prosperity. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay? Not all Christians. Okay? This is a joke, all right? So don't get angry at me. I've told you beforehand it's a joke. Not all Christians, okay, will stay in Nsasa. You understand? You're like, what's that? For us, too many change, yeah. And Chiwatule, and where? Yeah. This is another prosperous place, right? Yeah. You understand? Eh? Some Christians will stay, you know, maybe in a slum, but they're born again, and while they're there, God has, you understand? Eh? That's where God wants them to be. And by the way, while they're there, God might say that, you know, I'm taking you to another place. Eh? But while they are there, okay, God will be like, yes, I'm providing for you there. I want you to be there. Do you understand? Okay? You don't have piped water in the house? Okay? Nemulina katapu wali what? Do you understand? And so you have water. I'm telling you, eh, many people, God has blessed many people, but they don't believe they have been blessed. It's because they compare themselves with Isoke. Okay? Isoke who is like, I'm going to write what? Bemanjabo na, the companies. Then you just send out Kakati Fe. Do you understand? By the way, in God's estimate, you might find, who can I use an example? Who wants to feel bad? Okay? All right? Esther, okay. No. Okay. Myself. No, I'm more prosperous than you. So I can't choose myself. Anyway. Okay, Esther, you don't have a camp. No, you have a company. I need someone that have a company. Okay. Grace Joy. Then, what? Company. But you know that according to heaven, God might be considering Grace Joy more prosperous than Sam. You know that. Okay, who is more prosperous than the other, according to heaven, does not depend on who has more in as far as quantity is concerned. Do you understand? For example, the greatest church in the world is not the largest church. Do you understand that? It is not. Now, it is us here on earth who say that is the greatest church. Hillsong is the greatest church. They have produced more albums. You understand? More songs. Okay, so they are the greatest worship, you know, but not necessarily. They could be, but not necessarily. Do you understand? Okay? Yes, so it's okay having many companies, Zabanja, does not necessarily mean, okay, he is more prosperous than who? What's your other name? I know you are Isoke, but what's your other name?
Kwesi.
Kwesi, eh? So, you can find that young man is more prosperous than this old man. Hallelujah. According to heaven. Do you understand? Okay, so, if you want to enjoy life, okay, one of the things you should do if you want to enjoy life is to be content. Do you understand? Of course, there are those who are not prosperous. Do you understand? And God wants them to prosper. Okay, if they can just do a few basic things. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Okay? But from my survey, the surveys I do when I sit in what? Unsasa. Okay? Most of you are prosperous. You know, eh? Okay? You're prosperous. You're doing well. You're doing what? You're doing well. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Genesis 31 verse 1 has showed us that wealth, okay, is a kind of glory. Alright? Psalm 49 from verse 16, it says that, do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. So according to this verse, what does the Bible mean by glory? Yeah? Riches. Okay? This is not rocket science. Amen? Do not be afraid when one, of course, a thief, you understand, becomes rich. When the glory, okay, the riches of his house are increased. Then it says in verse 17 that, for when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. What will not descend after him? His glory, his dimes, his wealth. Okay? So again, that shows us that financial well-being, okay, money is a kind of glory. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 5. Okay? It says that now David said, Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, famous, and glorious throughout all countries. I will now make preparations for it. So David made abundant preparations before his death. Hallelujah. So David, okay, is preparing. He makes abundant preparations for the house of the Lord, which his son Solomon will build. Okay, because God had told Solomon, rather David, that it is not you who will build the house for my name. All right, he told him it will be your son Solomon. Okay, now let's jump to chapter 29, 1 Chronicles 29, from verse 1 to 8. It says that King David said to all the assembly, my son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, because the temple is not for man, but for the Lord God. For the house of my God, I have prepared with all my might gold for the things to be made of gold, silver for the things of silver, bronze for the things of bronze, iron for the things of iron, wood for the things of wood, onyx stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones and marble slabs in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver, 3,000 talents of gold of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of their houses, the gold for the things of gold and the silver for the things of silver, and for all kinds of work to be done by the hands of craftsmen. Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord? Okay? Have you seen that? What was going to be used to build, okay, the house of God? You understand? It wasn't, you know, funny stuff. It was prosperity, if I should say. Glory be to God. Amen? It was what? Now, this is David's contribution. One man. All right? But now when you continue, it shows you that even other people contributed. Okay? Verse 6 says that then the leaders of the fathers' houses, leaders of the tribes of Israel, the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the officers over the king's work, offered willingly. They gave for the work of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. And whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord, into the hand of that man who was a what? A Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord. And David also rejoiced greatly. Glory be to God. Now this, okay, the house of the Lord wasn't cheap. Okay, the temple of Solomon, as it is called. Okay, it was expensive. Okay, prosperity was lavished on it. All right, and after they had built, okay, they even put treasures in it, as we saw in 1 Kings 7:51. Okay, the house was expensive, all right, and there was wealth inside there also. Glory be to God. There's a saying that as poor as a church mouse. You know that saying? Very soon you'll get to know it in your work. They'll bring it. I know those guys. All right. All right. As poor as what? A church. Now, if there were rats, if there's a rat or there are rats which somehow found their way in someone's temple, you couldn't call them poor. Glory be to God. You couldn't call them what? Poor man. You can't. Okay? This thing that as poor as a church, as that rat, it exists because generally, okay, churches are broke. Okay? Okay, the Americans, by the Spirit of God, okay, did what they could to reverse that. Okay? Because they're the ones who God used. Who used them? God used. Okay? To put or to start what we call the prosperity gospel. Do you understand? Okay? But the Middle Ages, you understand, England, what? Churches were broke. Okay? Churches were what? We are broke. Okay? But the Catholic Church was loaded. Right? It's amazing. The Catholic Church wants Balokole to be broke. You know, Yet for them, do you know, if you rise to fight against the Catholic Church, you're in big trouble. Do you understand? You must have been raised to do that by God. Do you understand? There are organizations or societies or fellowships, okay? Whatever, groups within the Catholic Church. Their work, one of the things they're ready to do is to knock off guys, assassinations, what? It's true. You don't fool the Catholic Church. No, if they don't do that, they will just spend the dime, splash the money to stop you. Hallelujah. You go slow on the what? The Catholic Church. Probably that's why, now this is what? Political, but you understand these things, amen? You are adults and you are Ugandans. You remember Rwanga, the late? The Archbishop, the guy who wanted what? A Catholic president, Chagulani, who took his son to a Catholic school, smack. You know what I'm talking about. Do you understand? Rwanga, you could see the Catholic Church basically they supported him. It wasn't just that Museveni was bad according to Rwanga. No, it was a religious affair. Do you understand? It was a what? A religious affair. Okay? And according to a dream Dennis had before the elections, which he shared with that, with some people and me, okay, it's called the Italian embassy in Uganda was involved. It was what? It was involved. Amen? Now, despite all that, Museveni rule knowing that the Catholic Church wanted him out. All right? Okay? All right? Do you know the religion of the vice president? She's a Catholic. Okay? Do you know the religion of the speaker? Eh? She's a what? Not ideally. You would imagine that he would sideline them. But you can't do that, man. Because first of all, I can't reach Evangel. What's the girl? All right. And so you can't, you understand? Then I heard also that the deputy speaker, name is he? I'm telling you, Grace Joy, the deputy speaker, Mukatulich. Manyava Katulich. All right? Okay? Do you know the religion of the prime minister? Too many. Where's the her religion is? She's a Mnyoro. Okay? She's a Catholic. Can you imagine four top whatever, you know? What about the CJ? I don't know. Chief Justice. And I don't know. Anyway, but you understand. You don't what? You have E. Grow a bit. Anyway, so this guy is what, you know. I was told that one of the, now, this I'm not sure, okay? But in the past, the beginning of this thing called celibacy, you know, like if you're going to be a priest, you should be celibated, no marriage, all right? Apparently, well, I was told, I don't know if it's true, you can go and find out, is that, you see now, if you inherited your father's land, okay, you have more lands, square miles, milo, you know. Okay, now, so you see, okay, so you inherited it. Now, when you decide to become a priest, what is going to happen to that land? Goes to the church. You understand? Because to by descendants. They're called descendants, not ancestors. Ancestors are the old ones. descendants. Do you understand? I was told that one of the things behind that celibacy thing was to get wealth. Was to get what? Was to get wealth. Okay? Yeah. You see, now, the Catholic Church is the most loaded. Now, do you know why Protestants, Anglicans, don't really like you? They don't really like you as a Moroccan, a Pentecostal, a baby wempe. You understand? Now, they like you, of course, as my sister, my brother, the tribesmen. But when it comes to spiritual things, they have an issue with you. One of the reasons is because most Balokole were in the Anglican Church. Now, already the Anglican Church was broke, you know, as compared to the Catholic Church. Now, when you guys exited, you made things worse. Because now all this money that you're going to give today would be what? Paying off the church house. I'm just here. Do you understand? Yeah? So that is one of the what? The beef they have with you. Until then, you then began to talk this money thing, giving what? Which for them, they were what? And so you got more money. Local radio stations, TV stations. Okay? Before you understand? Yeah? So one of the reasons why, you know, it's say about local why they are fake, one of the reasons is just envy. One reason, of course, the other thing which I say, which I won't be true, Okay? My name is MB, you know. Of course, now Bible caller, but somehow you guys have been infiltrated, mob time, as in big time. You know, I think I'm going to say to be a grace. Martin Luther, the grace guy didn't preach that you can sin however much you want and it's kawa. So now they are like, you understand? Yeah, so there's a money thing. There's a money what? A money thing. During COVID, you're the ones who started telling, guys, you can send money, offertory on mobile money. Nemugawe number ku TV radio for you don't care. Then guys, they were like, really, really? Okay? Then a few months down the road, nobody was seeing the coward. Concerning money, you always go ahead of them. They first criticize and they're like, bam, bam, it's working. All right? Anyway, but the point I'm trying to make is the Lord's house, it was a rich house. It was a prosperous house. All right? And it had treasures in there. Glory be to God. It had what? Treasures in there. All right? Now, how does that relate to you? Okay? First of all, before I tell you how it relates to you, in Haggai chapter 2 from verse 7, it says that, okay, this is God speaking, talking about the time that is yet in the future, okay? It says that, I will shake all nations and they shall come to the desire of all nations, okay? That is the Lord, okay? And I will fill this temple with what? With glory. Now, which glory is God talking about? Okay? There's a temple that is coming, and God says, I will fill it with what? With glory. All right? Is it the glory of his presence or another glory? Okay? Verse 8 says, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. So what glory is God going to fill his house with? All right? Okay? It is my opinion that it's both. The glory of his presence, because remember, the Lord is going to dwell in that temple in Jerusalem. Okay? But also, it is interesting that just after he talks about the glory of the house, he talks about silver and gold. All right? So it is my opinion that it's both. It is what? Both. The glory of prosperity will fill that house. All right? Okay? As Isaiah 60 actually says. Okay? And the glory of his presence also. Amen? Hallelujah. So it says that the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Then verse 9 says, the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former. Hallelujah. The glory of the what? Of the temple. You can see Solomon's temple was glorious. Okay, and what made it glorious? It was the dime that was splashed on it. It wasn't a broke house. Hallelujah. And it wasn't just now the walls are expensive, but then there's nothing in the house. When a mouse enters in there, utemuli kantu. All right? No. Okay? You remember after Solomon had built it, he put in the gold and the silver, okay, in the treasury which his father David had provided. Hallelujah. Now, how does it relate to you? Okay? Now, the Bible says, and you know it, that you are the temple of God. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 says, for you are the temple of the living God. You are what? You are the temple of the living God. All right? As God has said, I will dwell in them. Remember, it is the temple of God where God dwells. So now he's saying, I will dwell in them. I will dwell in you and walk among you. You are the temple of what? The living God. Now, I have showed you that the temple of God wasn't a broke temple. You understand? Okay? The one Solomon built, okay? The one even Zerubbabel and company built, okay? Which was later, years later, renovated by Herod, the so-called Herod's temple. And it is said of that temple that if you had never seen it, then you had never seen a beautiful building, Herod's temple. You understand? Eh? Back in the day, if you had never seen that temple, then you had never seen a beautiful structure. Glory be to God. Because even Herod splashed money on it. Glory be to God. Now, the Bible says you are the temple of God. You're the temple of the living God. Glory be to God. Now, if the earth, the physical temples were well to do financially, if I should say, then how much more should you be? You, the living temple. Glory be to God. Okay, I can tell you this, that God's will is not for any of his children to be broke. Hallelujah. Okay, and remember, I already defined prosperity, all right? Okay, I'm not talking about every one of you having a jet. You know what I mean. Okay, but when that jet, you're broke. Do they know? That's not what I'm talking about. All right? But I'm talking about where your needs, okay, are abundantly supplied. You can sit under a tree at your home and you relax. Okay? No tula mukati, no brother. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hmm? Do you understand? Eh? You can, you know, take water, soda, water, you know, as in you're doing, you know, hallelujah. You pay your landlord, you take your kids to school, you have transport, okay? If you need to, you hit the border, you have the 500K, you know, eh? No, the 500 shillings, you know, okay? I know they don't exist, I know. I'm joking, eh? What? Okay? Like, anyway, yeah, you know? That's what I'm talking about, okay? Children, eh? Okay? When you're at school, eh? And you have what? But these kids don't know. Okay, you have sugar, you have tea leaves. Eh? You don't know what I'm talking about. Eh? That one I think he knows. And you have grub. Eh? You have what? Hallelujah. You can go to the whatever and buy fried cassava, you know? Yeah. Those things still exist. Fried cassava. Oh, yeah. In Smack, we used to call them what? Chibuga. Chibuga. You see, now there was, I had that. The reason why they used to call them Chibuga. You know, Chibuga means a city. All right? So apparently, some people were calling the boiled one, they used to call it Chalo. Eh? You understand? Now, the city, you're more developed, more prosperous, so now for you fry. You understand? Hence, Chibuga. All right? Chibuga. Now, where the guy in Smack, he was there below us, below me, okay, who was very tall and skinny. You know, tall and yeah, you are. No, then guys began to call him Chibuga. And Chibuga went on to become the HP. Okay? Afterward, you understand, the HP. Now, at a certain point, I was also very tall and skinny. So guys began to, the nickname had begun, Chibuga, what, you know? But somehow, by the grace of God, even when I wasn't saved, it died out. Okay? Yeah, so, yes, eh? Okay, at any level, a child can be prosperous. You understand? Eh? Prosperous. And then sometimes the parents might even wonder, hey, you know, I didn't bring you sugar the other day, but you still have sugar. Say, yeah, because my friends gave me. Why? Because the blessing. Do you understand? A child can be more prosperous than parents. A child, as parents are, they are what, wondering school fees. A child gets a scholarship when it is now not the parents' blessing. Okay? That has brought it. But it is the blessing upon a kid. Kuanga, like a kid, you know, from early days, them days, okay? Would give a 200, you know, in charge. You understand? Eh? And God prospers the child. Glory be to God. Amen? Dennis, say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the temple of God was a rich church. It was a rich building. And now you are the temple of God. God wants you to be well off. God wants you to be what? Well, it is His will. Okay? It is His will. Okay? It is His will. Now, you know, eh? Yeah. People have abused this thing, eh? And now, you know, the enemy has succeeded in shutting up preachers from talking about it. Okay? It is the enemy, okay, has ganged up with the Catholic Church, you understand? Okay? And some Anglicans to make sure that Barocco stop talking about it. Okay? And in fact, now with the scandals in the church, now many Balokole, many Bewempe people are now going back. Okay? Okay? So, man, the enemies, you know, and those guys, they are celebrating that like, now we have them. You know, the guys are going back. Eh? Okay? And for reasons, Bambi, which are understandable. Hmm? Okay? But we can and we shall prosper in the right way. Okay? Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? And like I said, most of you, if not all of you, already prosperous. Okay? Okay? And if you are, and yes you are, God wants to increase you. Okay? God is a God of increase. God is a God of what? God is a God of increase. Hallelujah. Amen? He's a God of what? Increase. Okay? Many of you are not as blessed, in quotes, as Andrew. Andrew, for him, even has a year. Years ago, he had a dream. The year when the dime, you know, eh, will be like Solomon's dime. Eh? Glory be. Man, that would be, you know, nice if you had, you know, you just sit and chill and, okay? But you know that you can mess up that dream. You can mess it up, eh? If you don't do what God is expecting of you to do. Glory be to God. So you're the temple of the what? Yes, and just like Solomon's temple, just like Herod's temple, God wants you to be well off financially. All right? So that if a rat comes, huh? A rat comes, man, the rat doesn't get annoyed for having wasted its time. You've heard of those stories of thieves who come to steal and they find nothing and they cut a wire. Then they beat guys for nothing. Because they didn't find what? You've heard of those stories, eh? Where thieves cut a wire because you have nothing. All right? And you end up receiving slaps which you wouldn't have received had you had what? Something. Glory be to God. But these are true what? The stories. Hallelujah. Amen. Meanwhile, there was this quote about a video clip which Juliana sent me of what happens to people who don't tithe. To Christians who don't tithe. Did you see it? Rachel did say, oh, you sent it? Anyway, don't worry whether you sent it or it wasn't a spiritual what? Okay? So, man, the rat, they showed this rat, went and found the guy's, was it laptop? Under the chair. Is it? The guy had hidden it. And this rat came, man, you know, then pulled out the thing, opened, got out the dollars, and then it took off. Did you see it? What happens to what? Yeah, anyway, God wants you to be well off. God wants you to be what? Well off. Okay? Please never lose hope in this. Never lose what? Never lose hope. The Bible says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you. Okay? Okay? Never lose hope. As long as you're doing the right thing. Okay? Temugwa muchi. Temugwa eh. Okay? Subi mani, whatever. Okay? Hallelujah. And those of you, many of you who are doing well, okay? You can tell God, I want more. All right? And God will give you. And there's some of you, even if you don't tell God that you want more, He will force it on you. Because you've been so good to Him. You've been so good, what? So good to Him. If you refuse it, He will give it to your grandkids. Seminary into Sibia and this stuff is not what? It's not mine. They belong to your grandfather. Hallelujah. Amen. The days we are living in are interesting. Like as a country. Okay? Who should I use? Do you know that in this country there are kids whose grandparents are presidents or they are ex-presidents? Okay? There was a time when that wasn't there, man. Nikat warwa vana. Jajava, you understand? You know, I thought about it recently. I thought, hey, man, now this is what? Serious. There are kids now who's what? Grandfather or mother, and these grandies are still alive. All right? And they were like, you know, they were prime ministers. I even wonder how, what? Teachers manage to deal with those kids. Like if you yourself are not what? Secure, or you might even end up favoring them, giving more attention to them. Mwana warugunda. Not Omwana, but Muzukuru. Warugunda. Without Kasera, or Mutunuri, or Muki, or Mujire, you know. Okay. Then there are these messed up schools, okay? Which, when kids come back from holidays, they ask them where they traveled. Where did you know? Then some of your kids will say, well, we went to Sasa, what, you know. Okay, went to Wachis, Wad, Luero, you know, which is okay, by the way, all right? Because that's what we have. That's very okay. Yeah, that's why they went. Yeah, good. Then there are kids, man, you know, okay? Anyway, yeah, there's pressure, man. There's what? There's pressure. Okay, now, when I was in O-level, I'll tell you this, man, now, these kids are going to get to know what? So, any books were tight. Books were what? Ebitabo byagaana, as in. But according to me, I used to do my best. But in retrospect, I was like, no, I did. But anyway, reading was hard. Then it is 1 week to exam that now you try cramming, then the cramming doesn't work. Okay, man, things were what? Things were tight. Okay, now, what I'm going to say next, children, understand that I wasn't born again, okay, at that time. So now twice, I doctored my report. That's good. If they don't know what it means, that's good. But I'm sure they can understand in context. Man, things were bad. Remember, first I switched, I know what I did. Either it was a 3, which you turn into an 8. Then, man, you go home, tell your dad, you know, they cheated me here. As in, they didn't count well, like the total. Okay, if that counted well, this 50, you know, would have pushed me maybe to number 16. You understand? Then, but I remember, you know, I think the second time or the first time, my dad grabbed me. It was real plain that this figure, man, the guy grabbed me. And a man, school life for me, it was tough. I don't admire people who are in school. I don't admire you. Okay? Okay? The other time I told that kid, that boy, in Dennis's lab, I saw a kid laugh. What? Happy? So I told him that he enjoy life before pest work begins. As in, before school work, enjoy. Before that one. Hallelujah. Man, things were tight. So, you know, but what was that? Now, you know, things were bad. Things were what? Bad. One time I got 7% in history. 7%. And now in SMARC, for every subject, they would even put the position you held in that what? Subject. All right? So I remember in our stream that year, that term, we are 53 in our stream. I think that was either 2B or 3B. S2B, form 2B, okay? We never used to have those things of senior, what, like Buddha. First, we have form, you understand? Form 1, form 2, okay? Chagurani's son is in form 1. Anyway, that's another point. So, we are like 53. So, this guy wrote 07, okay, out of 100. Then there was like a box for the position you held in history. A guy wrote 53 out of 53. You know, report, okay, there you come. My dad, things were what? Things were bad. All right? Then, this is where I was going. Then I remember my dad used to tell me that, you know, you are there instead of reading your books. You know, do you know that all those guys in Kamwecha on the roadside, like in those days, it was really bad, you know? Kamwecha, roadside, about 200 nyanya. Do you know that all those guys were in Chisubi? They were all in Chisubi. You're here playing. You know, they were in Chisubi and Budo. All those were. But now, you know, as a kid, those things don't click. Okay? Joanne, say amen. You understand? You're like, it can't happen. And even then, even now, when it clicks a bit and you go to read, there's a way in which, after 2 minutes, things can't, man. All right? And so, he used to tell me, and you're there, instead of reading your books. Now, my dad knew the truth that there were so many rich kids in the school. Okay? So and so, the presidential advisors, what, ministers, son, what, you understand? Okay? So he used to tell me that you are there, okay, deceiving your friends because you want to be like them. To appear like you say, loaded, you know. Say, you're there deceiving your friends that your father has a farm. Because in his head, I think it was the rich guys, remember? Like in those days, the rich guys, but given a farm, what now guys are buying land expensively? Okay? All right? Those were rich. Those guys had farms. Okay? So, now, my dad didn't. And I think he also wanted to have. But I think things were tight. So, he said, you're there deceiving your friends that your father has a farm. Instead of reading your books, your father didn't have a farm. But you're there, you're telling your friend, my father has a farm. And that's how bad what things are. My point I'm trying to make is that what? Or what God wants you to know is that he delights in your prosperity. God wants to what? Hallelujah. You can go and ask your mother, you know. But I don't know if she remembers those stories. Man, things were, yeah. The reason why my dad was on my case mob is because he's like, I remember this guy especially when he was in what? Primary, okay? He was good, you know. Now I went to Chisubi, now So he had, he's like a guy that he, potential. But man, that potential guy, it's, you know, just things are tight. You try how? Okay? Things were what? Okay? You see, these stories, sometimes they are more important than what? Because they minister to what? People in a way God knows how, I don't know. And I'll tell you the stories. Okay? So in a way, things were tight. Okay? All level. Then around, I think, either, I don't know, senior four, like second term or something like that, it somehow it's like an anointing, a grace, man, somehow, you know. Anyway, then there was a teacher who used to teach us physics, Mukasa, some guy called, what? Mukasa. Okay, he knew me that, you know, a guy, no, eh? Taina Magez. And so we do cantab, okay? Now, it's amazing. And yes, we do cantab, senior four exams, then results are out. Now, I got to know my results from some guys in Makere College. I was in Chisuvi. But people in Makere College, okay? Man, that's why, you know, so I just went to school to confirm. Okay? Because there was a teacher who used to teach French, was in SMAC, who moved to college school, Makere College, Marcos. All right? And so he somehow got the results of, you understand, from his friends in SMAC. And then I think he told my brother and some people that, man, your brother. And the thing is, I had batted. Glory be to God. Something had happened, but it wasn't witchcraft. All right? So, my dad was diabetic, all right? So, in a way, somehow, he also got the news, I think, from my bro. Hi, yeah. So, we went to SMAC with him. So, when we got there, in the, remember the reception, okay? When we got there, so, we were, you know, so as they are giving me the my sleep or whatever, you know, Mukasa, remember, that teacher who never used to gain in me, he was a physics teacher. You know, gaining in me, okay? That term is from Namiriango guys. Gaining in someone is like, umumatira, you understand? You esteem him. Then if some guys become fake, you are like, I've lost in you. All right? You understand? And so, Mukasa enters the office. Then he sees me. And the guy came, you know, to see where this fake, where the eye. Then I saw the guy. I was in shock, man. Eh? You know. Now, fast forward, okay? I go back, senior five, and now Mukasa is our teacher, physics, senior five. The first test he gave us, okay? Mechanics. I think I got like 6 out of 50. Okay? 6 out of 50. Okay? Then the guy who wrote on my what? On my paper that I hope you did not do a wrong combination. Because remember, the guy, he knew me from what? And he's like, how did this guy even get bad, you know? Because I was among the top part, students in SMAC. So, then now I can't, now he's like, now I've, now, yeah. Then, man, see, the girl was like, I hope you're not doing the wrong combination. Because guys are like, you're not, you know, yeah? And so that's how what? Tough things were. Glory be to God. That's how what? Tough things were. Then I don't know who did. Anyway, what happened? Okay? Once again. Hallelujah. The what? The glory. The glory of the latter house. Amen. Hallelujah. But God wants you to what? To do well. Hallelujah. Okay? And even if you understand, and it doesn't depend on how gifted you are, how talented you are, and how brilliant you are. What about Gab? I don't know why they even write. Do they know the audience they are writing to? Okay? Even Navazungu, even white English people, you can't click what guys are writing. Ugandans writing to Uganda. I know they're just trying to show how brilliant they are. I don't know what is their case. Okay? All right? Hallelujah. So even if you're not that, okay, God is willing to bless you. Okay? The guy is, wow, brilliant, did well in school, but man, things are tight. Things are what? Yeah. But you should read your books, all right? All right? But should things happen, okay, or they happened, okay, don't lose hope, all right? You're a child of God, you're the temple of God, and God wants to prosper you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants to do what? To prosper you. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, this prosperity, for it to manifest, all right? Okay, for it to happen, if I should say, just as it has happened for most of you, okay? Remember, I said you have to give attention to two other kinds of glory. Okay, number one, the glory of his presence. Okay, after Solomon had built the temple, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 that the glory of God filled the temple. The glory of God did what? It filled the temple. You see, the glory of God was the most important thing. Okay? The most important thing wasn't the prosperity which built the temple. Because remember, it is the house of the Lord. Or the house for the Lord. Glory be to God. Now, you have to keep the main things as the main thing. Okay, you shouldn't run after the gold. You shouldn't do what? You shouldn't run after the gold. Give special attention to this thing called what? The glory of God. Okay, remember, you are his temple, and God wants to fill you. So give more attention, okay, to your relationship with God. Do you understand? Okay? That is the most important thing. Okay? Because that was the most important thing. God, you remember, God inhabited, or he dwelt in a tent. Okay? Moses is what? Tabernacle. Or we can say Moses' temple. A tent, but it was there. So the most important thing is not the gold and the silver. Okay? It is him. It is the Lord. Glory be to God. So maintain and do all that you can to improve your relationship with God. Keep him as the focus. All right? And even use what you have, what he has given you so far, for his glory. Okay? For the good of the kingdom. Are you listening to me? Matthew chapter 6, it says that you cannot serve God and mammon. You can't put them on the same what? They're not equal. Hallelujah. Okay? You can't do that. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 6, it says that, but you, O man of God, okay, woman of God, flee these things, okay? What is he? No. Is that 10? No. 10 says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of what? Of all kinds of evil. The love of money. Okay? You're supposed to love God. Okay? Set your affection on God, on the things of God. Don't set your affection on God. Okay? God, the prosperity, is supposed to be a result, a consequence. This is very important. Hallelujah. Amen? You all know weird things people have done for money. Christians. Okay? All right? And by the way, several of them have gotten the money. Okay? But they are going to hell. They're going where? To hell. Okay? Now this false grace gospel is helping them to think that all is well. Okay? And maybe that's why some people don't want to get saved. They want to remain Catholics. You know why? Because if you are here, what? Okay. Even if you're bad, when you die, you go to a place called purgatory. Okay? Catholics, right? There's a place where they say when you die, before you go to hell, you go to a place called purgatory. Well, there's a little suffering, okay? But if guys here are praying for you, God will take you out of what? Purgatory and take you to heaven. So do you see how it is so comforting to be a Catholic? Do you understand? You steal however much you want. You rob people. You understand? You do all those things. Eh? And you're like, I'm making it. Okay? No problem. All right? Then Baroque right now has begun to think that, even if you're doing those things, but you got saved in P2. No problem. There's therefore now no what? No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. When you feel guilty, you're like, no, that's self-righteousness. You're trying to make yourself. You are not supposed to feel guilty. Because why feel guilty when Jesus took all your sins away? Now you're trying to what? Are you greater than the grace of God? Are you greater? Are you greater than the blood of Jesus? Those are the things that guys ask. Just, are you greater? Yeah? All right? Are you greater than the blood of Jesus? Is that sin greater than you? Okay, you're not supposed to feel guilty. When you feel conviction, that's guilty. You know? Okay? Conviction, the Holy Ghost is convicting you of sin. Say, no, that is what? Self-righteousness. You're trying to earn your salvation. Then Jesus paid it all? Didn't cover it all? Now it's a problem. There's therefore now no what? Condemnation. There's a video, a clip I received where homosexuals have begun a church in Uganda. Some young kids. Brother Andrew sent it to me. You see, some young kids have begun a what? There's a church in Uganda, man. Okay? And they are like, one of the verses they use when a witch is that there is no condemnation. Then another one says, I am a child of God, you know? These things are very serious. And when you realize how that message, how deadly it is, then, man, you can't shut up about it. You're like, just leave them to preach what they want. You just mind your thing. No. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. So, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith. What has happened to them? They have strayed. That means they're no longer in the faith. So it is not true that once saved, always saved. They are strayed from the faith. Okay? They are strayed from what? In their greediness. So, the love of money, okay, can be defined as greediness. Greedy. You're greedy. You're ready to do whatever it takes to get more. Okay? So, they are strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Alright? Flee from the love of money. Okay? If you just focus yourself on the love of God, I'm telling you, money will come. Money will what? It will come because it is written in the scriptures. Okay, that God blesses the righteous. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on. I think I'm supposed to go on with this, okay? Okay? So, okay? Flee from the love of what? Of money. Okay? Okay? All right? Okay? Flee from the love of what? Of money. Hmm? Do you know that even enough of us, but we look at pressure? I tell you, more about yourself with pressure. You always watch, you know that now this Pastor Moses who's preaching prosperity. God, you know what? But I already defined for you what prosperity is. For me, according to me, I'm very prosperous. Do you understand? Okay? There is never a time when I needed to move from Nsasa to Chiwatule and I failed because I didn't have what? A 1K. That is, you know, when it was the will of God for me to move from Nsasa to Chiwatule. God said, go, then you, but God now, yeah? Never. Do you understand? That is prosperity. Okay? As far as transport is concerned, I'm doing okay. All right? When I finish church here and my wife has taken the car, okay, I'm prosperous. You know, Rachel will be like, do you know that in itself is a blessing? When some, do you know there are people who are never asked whether they need a lift? Not here in church, all right? Please don't worry. But even here in church, I guess you are there. What do you have to do? On the contrary, man, God just shower you with dust. You know now, you know, a lift, that is God who has transported you. Do you understand? Okay? You know, people are prosperous and they don't understand it. And they don't act, and for that reason, they don't thank God for that. Hallelujah. Okay? I have shoes. The people who look at me say, but Pastor, you have one pair of shoes. But I have shoes. I'm prosperous. I have a shoe. Hallelujah. I have what? Yes. You know, eh? Glory be to God. As in, you can't sit me down, eh? And convince me that I'm not what? You can't. I even don't know how do you start? You understand? How do you start? Let me see, eh? Let me try and see how you start. I don't see where you start. I'm doing well. I eat food. You understand? You know, I eat food. I might not eat food as expensive as yours. Okay? But God gives me food. In fact, I'm better than Elijah. Elijah, for him, a raven would bring him food. Now for me, God, you know, a dirty bird bring you food. Now, was Elijah a broke guy? People were dying in famine. Elijah was some kakona man in prosperity. In the evening, in the morning, the raven will bring bread and meat, is it? And flesh. Okay? Okay? Then there was a brook. And now, God has never defined prosperity as a fridge. You go to someone's house and they don't have a fridge. You have a man, a better gasala. Who told you? Who told you? Do you know how tasty amazigensua? I always forget. I always say the moment we get our house, I'll get that pot. But I always forget. Now, my wife didn't know those things. So she asked me, so where are you going to put it? Then she's like, but I remember then when we were kids and the village or what? I remember that water, but now, fridge, nothing. That water fridge, there is nothing. You ever test what? That water in a pot, they have smoked it. If you tested it in Kamwenge, in a man, that's what I standard. You understand? You know? Hallelujah. Eh? Glory be to God. Where are we? Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. You're doing well, man. You're doing what? You're doing well. You're doing very well. But God wants to increase you. If things are not okay, God wants to prosper you. But just keep the main things as the main thing. Keep the love of God the main thing. Okay? Don't get into the love of money. Yeah. Yes, I was telling you. Mutu saku pressure. Mutu sa what? Okay. Because katiabana wangala prosperity anointing. If your pastor is broke, you're going to become broke. Because you partake. Okay? So now pastors have to appear prosperous. Because if they are not, then people will leave. And then if you appear broke, people won't sow into you. Because if they sow into you, they will reap prosperity. Well? Kati, you put guys on pressure. Okay? For that reason, man, pastors have gotten into get stuff. Do you know how much money is in that stuff? I'm telling you, guys, you know, you just do what? You send a video, $100,000 on the house. You understand? I don't know where $100,000 or $10,000, you know, on the house. Just send a video, evidence, you know. And man, you understand? Eh? That shouldn't happen. Hallelujah. Amen? There was a time when Andrew gave me a lift somewhere near Makere. Okay, then it clocked lunchtime. Nemgamba, to get there for lunch. We looked around for a place, the Tulaba then. I took him to a place, I think Yavaya Agamba, man, this guy. I don't think he has a prosperity anointing. Did you tell your wife? Eh? Yes or no? It's not bad if you told her. Okay. Now you see, people don't tell everything to their wives. Kachaina chata mugamba. Now mutwala in a place. Recently, by the way. I was like, what's wrong with you? You know? Because, man, eh? Now, what would we have no riango gamba? But we had no choice. You remember? We had no choice. Because we didn't know the place, so we didn't know where the eating places are. But we're like, anyway, let's just enter here. Twingila, you know. then, man, one of the things that made me feel like, man, am I going to eat this food? Was the waitress. Manyomutu akutamia. You're like, should I replace this order? But you're like, but now, if we don't, then you have to go get the car, then drive. But I'm going to kuvuga mu jamu munonya mere benera anyway, as long as they bring it hot. That's a trick, by the way. Never eat cold stuff in some places. Make sure it's hot, because the hot jams what? Yeah, so they too, yeah, you know, eh? But sometimes, man, those guys have very nice food, man. Very nice food, man. Very, it reminds, you know. And better you men, be careful when you start to talk food stuff with your wives. You'll get in trouble. Okay? Years ago, we just got married, so sometimes I'll take my wife out to the chef. Amen? And so we're eating local, and I was thinking, man, these groundnuts, man. These groundnuts are very nice, you know? So I told her, you know, because you remember you're in love, what? Eh? So I told her, ask what? Those guys, how they make them. You know, when you're in love, you're stupid. You can say things like that. Then she's like, no, I won't ask you. Man, ask, man, these things are nice. Okay? Then, like, I think a year later, I realized that we no longer eat groundnuts at all. So I was like, but what happened? You know? Which is like, but you told me that I don't know how to cook groundnuts. I was like, when did I ever say that? So she's like, don't you remember you told me to ask? I was like, but I didn't say. Man, these women of ours, quiz, you had better learn this thing. Be careful. Your father should train you. What? How? Or your mother who can actually help you. Say, don't whatever say like this. Before it is what? You get in trouble. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4 says, nevertheless, you Philippians have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving. Okay? I'm showing you how you should use the money. Okay? For the glory of God. And when you do that, the money will come. Alright? Don't go for that. Okay? So these guys were giving to the gospel. Verse 16, for even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound, I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And the result is, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Okay, now, the scriptures I prepared as I was going to preach didn't include this verse. All right? Didn't include it. Okay? Then, as I was driving in the car, it was tuned into the radio, was tuned into a Christian radio station. Okay? Then, the guy was speaking, quoted this verse, okay, but from NIV. And NIV says, God will supply your need according to his glorious riches. And man, to me, I was like, God was confirming what I was going to preach. Okay, the glory of prosperity. All right? Glorious what? Riches. Remember I told you, riches are what? It's a kind of glory. I hadn't thought about this scripture. Hallelujah. It is there, and it says that God will meet your needs according to his what? Yes, God wants to bestow that glory upon you, okay? Most of you already have it, okay? But some of you don't know, all right? All right? Hallelujah. And if you're in it, God wants to increase it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And lastly, the glory you should give special attention to is the glory of holiness. It is a what? The glory of holiness. Holiness is a glory. Okay? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, it says that husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a what? A glorious church. Okay? Then he defines what glorious means in this scripture. It means not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. It means being holy and without blemish. Glory be to God. According to Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3, if you walk in holiness, if you walk according to the word of the Lord, okay, you will prosper. Glory be to God. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sits in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. Day and night, it means he's giving serious attention to the word of God. Not be no what, you know, you read when you want to, when you feel like, when you're happy, or when your boyfriend chucks you. That's when now you go to the scriptures to get some comfort. Okay? They broke my heart. You want it to be mended. Okay? But day and night, every day. Okay? So when you do that, the Bible says, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does, he shall prosper. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.